With me today, I have Eugene Murnan, the City of Derry coach. Eugene, unfortunately, this was a game today. It was a must-win situation as far as the league was going. And I thought, actually, that the boys performed very well at times. But unfortunately, one or two mistakes, but passes not being caught and all the rest. How did you read the situation?
Exactly the same as you. Exactly the same as you.
Will you feel now that what's the situation regarding the rest of the season?
The rest of the season is we got games to play and we'll go out and try and win the games.
Is it possible to still stay up if
you can? Tell me, I haven't seen the league tables, I wouldn't know.
No, I was explaining there that we have 5 points.
Right.
And
well, we have to win games to stay up.
We need to win four games, I would think.
Well, there you go then. So that's what we need to win. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm not that type of person. I'm just not going to lie down and say that's the end of it. It's not the end of it. We keep playing.
But I mean, it's going to be difficult to lift the boys.
Well, that's a job for another night. It won't be done today. Mm-hmm. That's a job for another night, you know. So yes, it probably will be difficult. But there again, look, hey, they'll have to go. Hey, they're players. I'd be looking for them to lift themselves as well. I'm not mother hen to them, like.
No, as I say, but I mean, I gather that obviously it's difficult to speak after what has happened.
Of course, it is. It's the wrong time, really, to be asking me these type of questions.
Well, I mean, I did ask you the last time we spoke.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there has been no games. A lot of games have been cancelled and things like that.
I can't remember. That was last September. I can't remember what we said then. To be perfectly honest,
that was. I think it was. Well, it was in December, but however, I wanted to find out, just generally a few words. I mean, let's be honest about this one. As a former Derry captain and coach, I don't like what happened today.
Well, neither do I.
No, and I mean, that's why I'm saying to you, you know, I can empathise totally with how you feel.
Yes,
and all, but
there's reasons for everything. There's reasons why we are in this position.
Do you feel that the times the players have gone off the boil or mistakes have been made at the wrong time?
Yes, exactly. We make too many unforced errors.
I think, I mean, you not to pinpoint too much, but just before half time at 15-6, we were in the game.
Yeah.
We had possession of the ball and two players went for the ball. It scooted out and their scrum half dived on it.
That's it.
And that changed really the game for them.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't argue with that. I didn't pick up on that, but you might be right. Yes.
Well, have you found that's? I mean, I can. There are other games that I've seen where we've been in the game, but all of a sudden a bad kick has been run back.
Well, at any level of rugby, do you know? I don't know what levels you know you went to, but any level of rugby, and from the levels that I went to, hey, any enforced errors by good sides are capitalised on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? That's the same at any level of rugby, whether this level or whether the international or the test match this afternoon, no doubt on television. Sides capitalise. That's the game. You cannot afford to make mistakes.
Yeah, well, this is it. Look, Eugene, as you say, thanks for having a few words, because I understand, and I mean, we'll not fall out about
no,
it.
No, not at all. No, we don't fall out over it.
But it's just that we both of us wanted the same result, but unfortunately, we didn't get it.
Yes, on the day.
And I hope before the season's out, we can have another wee chat.
Yes. And perhaps not such a rare occasion.
Well, thanks very much.
No worries.
All the best.
Thank you very much.